Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. Chris Rose was just with us. Kevin Stefanski coming up. Chris said something I asked him about. Thoughts of Deshaun Watson when he was quarterback of the Houston Texans. And he said he thought he was great. One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Are we going to get that guy?
I don't know. We're going to start to find out this week, though. I'm excited to think that he can play at the level of almost 5,000 yards, right? I mean, that was on a 4-12 team. So, and with not a very good offensive line. I'm very intrigued on what we're going to see. But then again, I will also reserve complete judgment on his playing ability until next year and where he's at, because I just don't – he's a human, right? And you take 2 years off from a game and haven't played in a competitive game. And I know people are like, well, why do you keep saying – because they don't hit the way they hit in the game in practice. And you can't simulate a game. You can't. And the rules have changed it so you can't simulate a game. Guys aren't going out there in pads every day and, you know, trying to crush guys to make him better players. Those days are long gone. And so it's going to take him a little while to get back up to game speed. I don't have any expectations of him not being anywhere near his potential. I think he's going to take a little time. And I'm okay with that. I'm not freaking out if he doesn't look good this week or if he doesn't even look good for the next couple weeks.
There are examples on both sides of this. But so often you see a guy have his heyday with his first team and then go to a second team and really in any sport.
It doesn't happen,
And it doesn't click the same way. And that's the only fear I have in the back of my head. It's not even the rust, because I don't expect him to be his old self right away. And it's not the off-the-field issues. Part of it's just that is, can you recapture what you once had? You know, that's what it is. And you see it where guys will go to a different team and be better. I think you could say, for instance, Kirk Cousins has been better with his second team than he was with his first. But, whether you want to say he's been really good or not, that's up to you. But I think Cousins is better in Minnesota than he was in Washington.
It's interesting that, football is the only sport that we look at it this way. Like in baseball or basketball, you can change your franchise's fortunes pretty quickly if you trade the best player on the team and bring in prospects or bring in, other players that might be equal to or can grow.
Tough to do that in football.
And so, and I do wonder, let's be honest, the NFL trade deadline's been a little more intriguing the last couple of years, hasn't it? It feels like it has since they moved it back.
Yeah.
That helped a little bit.
And deals have become a bigger part of the NFL than they used to be, I think.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll ever see a point.
At least it feels that way.
Do you think we'll ever see a trade, I'm sure we will at some point just because I brought it up, but a trade at the trade deadline that would involve multiple players that would instantly, rejuvenate an issue that might be a problem on a team that's just looking to solve. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just don't think one wide receiver, even if they're the best wide receiver in the game. But,
you have to have a quarterback.
It would have to be a quarterback, right?
I would think so.
That if you thought you were in a contract year with a quarterback and you didn't think he was going to come back, but he was really good, but you didn't want him anymore or something. We never see that in the NFL. Never.
No, that's really true. And it's, prevalent in some of the other sports. There's no question about that. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up momentarily. Lewis is in Shaker. Hi, Lewis.
Hey, listen.
Hey, Lewis.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
This is the only game that I don't want to see Nick Chubb get the ball 30 times. I want to see Watson air it out. like 40 times, throw the ball 40 times, get the rust off. And let's look on the bright side. He has 2 years left of NFL wear and tear on his body.
That is an optimistic way to look at it. I can agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But it's hard. Yeah. It's hard. You don't just jump out of the game and then jump back in. I know.
It's going to be hard. I mean, we all know he's going to be a little rusty. That's why I wanted to see. This is the testing, man. It's like preseason. Let's just air it out.
That's interesting, Lewis. And I think it's a good point. Let's just say the Browns get up, let's say 21 to nothing, Andy.
Okay.
Let's just say they're up. In many cases, you would just run the football and, you know, try and win the game. Would you do that here? Or would you let the guy play because he's got to play?
I don't know.
He's got to knock the rust off.
Yeah, but I don't know that you can do that. Maybe 28, nothing. I would feel more comfortable doing that. I'll be honest with you. That fourth touchdown maybe makes a little bit of a difference to me.
No, but I mean, are you going to let him keep going? Is what I'm saying.
Keep throwing?
Are you ever going to call off the dogs, or are you going to look at it like I need to get my quarterback some reps?
To a point. I mean, are they going to be up big? I don't.
Like, are you taking him out of the game?
If they get up big.
Yeah, you're bringing Jacoby in. You're up 35-3.
Well, then you're looking.
You're going to let him play.
I think we need to. I hope this is a problem. How's that sound?
It's a real hypothetical, isn't it?
Yes, it is for our team, especially. I just don't see us being in that position. I don't think it'll get that far apart.
No, I think. Well, it could against this team, Andy. They're not good. They're not good.
I know they're not good, but they're still an NFL team. And just when you start thinking that way, that's when those teams that you think are going to go, you know, winless for a season start winning. I know they only have, you know, one win, but
if you want to have a chance to make the playoffs, you got to get this guy as many snaps as you can. I'd be really hard pressed to take him out at any point in this game because you're still thinking playoffs until the numbers tell you you shouldn't. You have to, and I'm going to give him every possible rep, every snap, every opportunity to get used to his receivers.
No, that's true.
That I can.
I almost think you have to have a preseason mentality. If for some reason they were able to get into a situation where they were,
you mean like
bigger,
yank him?
Yeah, I mean Jeff, you're coming back from 2 years. The last thing you want to do is see a guy get hurt.
Well, yeah, except he's going to go out on a football field, Andy. That could happen on the first play.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I wouldn't look at him the way I would look at any other quarterback. If I was coaching any other quarterback in the NFL,
if my
team had a big enough lead. Or I was like, you know what, this isn't worth it. Let's not put him out there anymore. I'm not going to. I'm not deviating just because it's his first game back. I'm doing what I normally do in that situation.
And I think I would.
You'd leave him out there, or you'd pull him?
At the very least, I'm leaving him out there to hand the ball off.
Oh,
I'm going to let him play because I think he needs to play.
I'll buy into it. I don't think you can go wrong.
Guys, we now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Okay, excited for the challenge this week going on the road against the Texans. We're looking forward to having a great week of practice getting down there. You watch them on tape, a lot of things jump out. Number 31, their running back, I think is outstanding. He is a load to bring down. You see him running away from people, breaking tackles. He has speed out there. I think they have multiple receivers that are big play receivers, a tight end that's making plays for them in the pass game, big offensive tackles. So a unique challenge with our defense on the field. But in particular, I think their running back is outstanding. Defensively, it's a Lovie Smith-led defense, so that presents all sorts of different challenges. Obviously, cover two starts to show up, which you don't see a ton of week in and week out, so you got to be really, really precise in what you're doing. And then pressure, man pressure on first and second down. They're doing a really nice job of being an aggressive front line movement. So really a focal point for us in defending that scheme. And then special teams, they have a really, really good special teams unit. A bunch of guys that we know, they are outstanding, playing relentless on that side of the ball. So looking forward to going down there and looking forward to the challenge. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Kevin, since you've been the head coach, the quarterback is usually spoken on Wednesdays. Any reason that didn't happen today?
No, but that's not my department. That's PJB over there. You can ask him.
I know you had a big five guy, but having Deshaun back with the ones today for the walkthrough so far, Like, could you notice anything different in the energy or just because that's a pretty big change?
I like the not a big vibe guy. Yeah, again, Deshaun's been here for 5 weeks, been around his teammates, been out of practice, been in walkthroughs. So I've said it to you guys before. You know this, but this is about us versus the Texans is really the focus.
This group of players, I mean, obviously there's probably going to be some backlash down in Houston when you guys go there, especially since Deshaun played there. I mean, how do you think this group is going to handle that? How do you think Deshaun is going to handle anything that rises up?
Yeah, again, Ashley, I think it goes back to control what you can control. And we have to have a great week of practice and be ready to play a great game on Sunday.
When you look back at the one time we saw him play in Jacksonville, we know what happened. It was one tragedy after another.
Do you put any stock in his mental state on that day? It was a very stressful time for him.
No, I really don't, Tony. And I think a lot of that was just getting back in uniform, in the huddle, hearing my voice in the headset, those type of things. So that was all about the preparation. So, no, I don't put much stock in that.
You don't expect something like that to happen?
I don't.
But did you anticipate any rust? It would be 700 days between games.
Yeah, so I think it's a totally fair question, Jeff. I don't think I can predict that type of thing, but I know this. He's focusing on his work. You got really, in any endeavor, you got to focus on your preparation for Sunday. You can't really worry about Sunday until you worry about Wednesday.
Quarterback with exceptional skills. We've all talked about that. As the play caller, do you have to resist the temptation to play with this new toy at the expense of your offensive?
No, and I get the question, Tony. I think for me, for us as a team, for us as an offense, we really want to maximize the skills of all of our players. Obviously, with the change at quarterback, there, as you can imagine, there are certain things that we'll do differently. But ultimately, the goal is to go win. The goal is to play good offensive football. I don't look at it in terms of resisting temptation. I just look at it in terms of trying to do what our guys do best.
On the ground and, you know, his ability in RPOs and stuff, how much do you expect that to maybe open up things for your running back room potentially?
Yeah, I really think it's wait and see. I think there's plenty of tape of Deshaun out there, so the Texans know what to prepare against, so to speak, but he hasn't played for us, so there's an element of we'll see.
Wyatt the other day said, if teams try to put eight in the box, good luck. Would you expect to see less of that just with Deshaun's presence?
No, I mean, again, played good offense the first 11 weeks, so I expect that to be the same.
Well, let's put it this way. When you play teams that have quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, you haven't played them, but the threat to run, do you consider yourself having a 12th offensive player when that quarterback can run and make big plays?
I think we've seen going against some of the players this season, Tony, think about Josh Allen, Lamar. That's frustrating to a defensive coach when a quarterback can make plays. Jacoby's made plays with his feet just in this last game, made a bunch of plays with his feet. So that element of any offense, I think, can be really frustrating to a defense. That is part of Deshaun's game in this case. But, Jacoby's made some plays as well this season.
Trade of this magnitude, obviously, Deshaun, you guys felt Deshaun was a special player. So when you look at this offense, is the assumption not that this offense would take a leap forward, be more explosive with a guy like Deshaun Watson? Because isn't that why he's here?
One more time, Kimberly, I'm sorry.
Given the magnitude of this trade, correct, for Deshaun Watson, you guys must feel like he's a special player. So when you make the switch to quarterback, what is the expectation for this offense? Is it not to be more explosive, dynamic, or else why?
Yeah, well, I think for this football team, for Deshaun, for the offense in particular, to your question, they need to focus on playing good football this week. The big picture of what that means and that type of thing, I don't think our guys are worried about that. We got to worry about our preparation this week, make sure that we have a good plan for Houston. We're excited that Deshaun's able to play for us. I mean, we're excited that he's back out there. The guys have enjoyed having him, like we mentioned, back in the room the last few weeks. So I think having him out on the field will bring an element to our offense that is different. But how different, I think, remains to be seen.
you think, Kevin, that they'll take time to put everything, the suspension, all that, behind Deshaun? Or can you guys just say, okay, football from here on out?
I think part of our job, Jeff, is that's what we have to do. I think when you're in this building, you control what's you can control. You are where your feet are. So for us right now, the focus is on Houston, and I think having a really good week of practice. I understand there's more out there outside the building, but inside the building, we really have to focus on our jobs.
David isn't going to practice today. Is that the same knee thing that kept him out last week? Did he do anything?
No, it's a different injury. So we're just going to work through it and be smart.
Ruled him out for Sunday?
I've not ruled him out, no.
Pre-practice report, but how's his shoulder going into this week?
Yeah, we'll give him some rest today, but he's right where he's been. These guys, as you know, you just played in an overtime game on Sunday, so trying to be smart about what we do with the guys and make sure that they're fresh come Sunday.
You're preparing for that run that they have. How big is it to have players like Jeremiah and Sione Takitaki who have really stepped up and made big plays at times to continue that and maybe even give you more?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge, just period. He's a really good football player. They have good run schemes. And again, just turn on the tape and he's running away from people. He's bouncing off of people. He's making people miss. So it's not one person's job when you're going against a rush attack like that. It's really an 11-person job and making sure that you're sound in all of your run fits. And then you really have to gang tackle this player. He's really good.
Smith's defense used to be the rage just, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Are there any other teams as predominant as them? Are they unique at this point?
They're playing the most cover two as anybody in the league. I'd have to think of who the near neighbors are of him. You know, Coach Eberflus in Chicago, similar. But I'd have to look at, yeah, across the league. But it's a unique challenge, and it's a scheme that I've seen work at a really, really high level. It keeps you off balance when you can play cover two and keep everything in front of you. Then you can crawl up and play man. They bring a good amount of pressure, and with that pressure, and even sometimes without that pressure, they have really, really outstanding line movement. So you're seeing their three technique, their six technique, pirate. It presents a big challenge because you have to be able to block movement when you're playing against a Lovie Smith defense.
We talked to JOK, and he was saying he's trying to find the balance between kind of reading his run fits too fast and too slow. How do you think he's doing in that, and have you seen him get better in that area?
Yeah, I think he's working hard to get better. As you know, JOK plays with a unique speed, and he, when he sees it, he goes, and a lot of times it's a really, really good play, and he's making the right read. If it's not, he can put himself in a bad position because he goes so fast. So, he works very hard with Coach Tarv, Coach Bloom, making sure that his reads and his keys are true, and then ultimately when you're playing linebacker in this system, any system really, once you see it, you just got to go.
Good.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That's Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Browns. Press conferences are brought to us by Nissan of North Homestead and I-90 Nissan in Sheffield Village. You can shop online at bignissan.com. Do you expect to see fewer eight-in-the-box defensive formations? Kevin said he expects the same. My guess is he just said that and he doesn't expect the same.
Right.
I would think you'd change up defensively a little bit based on Deshaun Watson's ability, which should mean more opportunities for Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and anybody else they decide to put in there, but you never know. He also, and you said it when we were listening to him, how deep are we into this before he said something?
Took him like 7.5 minutes, seven minutes.
To say?
I'm happy that he's playing, yeah. That I'm excited to see him play. Well, I don't understand how that's not, you're switching quarterbacks in the middle of the season. Okay, you've made a decision.
From a guy you've been relatively happy with.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we knew
it was coming, but yes.
I just think this is more awkward than it I don't know, maybe is it more awkward than it needs to be? I don't know. It is awkward to start, but if you're going to go out and get him, knowing that all of these things are going on around him, you might as well lean into it because he's your quarterback for the next 5 years. Why are we dancing around stuff? Like in the beginning, they asked him, why didn't he talk today? It's Wednesday. And he blamed the media guy for it. What?
He didn't blame. He just said that's not
my department. If a head coach says this guy's not talking today, he's not talking.
The head coach says he is talking today.
He's talking.
But what if the head coach said, hey, that's not my department. You go ahead and figure it out.
All right, well, maybe
Which is quite possible.
But, Jeff, I mean, how many years have we covered NFL that quarterbacks talk on Wednesday?
Okay, well, maybe he talks on Thursday.
But no, I understand. I'm not, like, trying to argue with you, but I just think they make things worse than they have to sometimes.
Yeah, well,
It took him six minutes to say we're looking forward to having him. You just changed quarterbacks in the middle of the season, and you upgraded, and you spent a lot of money on this guy and future capital. Can you be a little excited? How about lean into it a little bit? Hey, you know what? He's our quarterback. He's our guy. The guys know him. He's been, I mean, he said a little of this. They've been around him for a couple weeks now during the regular season.
Did not mention him until he was asked.
Yes.
Yeah. To back up your point, hey, we're looking forward to playing the Houston Texans, and we've been all waiting to see Deshaun Watson. Jacoby did a great job.
Here it is.
Anxious to see what Deshaun can do. Yeah.
Boom. That's all he had to say.
But you know what, though? What difference does it make?
The difference is that he makes it – it's awkward to listen to. The situation is awkward, so why not make it less awkward? Let's get him out on the field. Let's go play. I'm excited. I mean, if I'm a head coach of an NFL team and I just got handed – forget about all the stuff going on the outside – arguably a top five quarterback in the NFL, and he's starting this week, I'm giddy.
Well,
I'm excited to be out there. Hey, you know, I've had a lot of thought about this, and I, you know, the moment we realized he was coming here, this is going to be an opportunity for our offense and our team to grow and get better and do look, because you're outside of the world of drama and all the other stuff.
It would be as if he were sitting up there, and sitting next to him was one of Siegfried and Roy's white tigers, and he never mentioned it. And somebody had to say, hey, what's with the white tiger?
Yes.
Instead of just getting it out of the way. He said Deshaun Watson will bring an element that is different, but how remains to be seen.
Dan, am I
Now,
am
that's
I nuts?
True, though, don't
I,
you think?
I mean, Jeff, do you think I'm nuts in what I'm saying or what I just
no,
listened to?
Well, let me go behind
if I am,
the,
just
let
me, tell
let me go
yeah,
behind
go
the
ahead.
Curtain. Just slightly.
Okay.
You've been in this business a long time. I've been in this business a long time. I think, and you and I are both no BS guys when it comes to this stuff. Hey, this is the situation. Address it, and let's go from there.
Yes.
Now, the Cleveland Guardians do a phenomenal job of that. There's an issue. Hey, here's Chris Antonetti. He'll talk now. Done. There's Terry. He's going to talk. Done. And they get it out of the way. And that, it's so straightforward and easy. That it's silly that teams don't do that. And it's not just, you know, not just our teams or any team in pro sports. Ooh, there's an issue? Okay, press conference at 3 o'clock. Let's get it out of the way. Guardians do that all the time. Brilliant. I mean, why? Because it buries it and you move on. And though Kevin didn't sidestep anything or dodge any major issues, he could have said exactly what you said. Bottom line is it really doesn't matter.
No, go out there and win on Sunday. No one,
right,
I mean, and then
right,
all the
right, right.
side issues kind of they dissipate, or they could get elevated.
Was he being?
Because it'll bring more attention to the team.
Was he being clever, creative, honest? Deshaun brings an element that's different. How it remains to be seen. I think that's true. You know, I saw him play in Houston. I thought he was terrific. You saw him play. You thought he was terrific. What's he look like in this offense? Well, they're not giving any hints.
No.
Smart. Well, I mean, why would you? And if there's any team that would know him, you would think it's the folks in Houston, even though things have changed there drastically since Deshaun was there and played. But still, if there's any group that knows him best, that's probably it. Better be it. We'll see.
Dan, you think I'm nuts? If I am, just tell me. I'll listen.
No. No, the whole thing. Let's really pull the curtain back here, okay? Quarterbacks under Kevin Stefanski speak on Wednesdays. They just do. They have from the very beginning. It goes back to Baker Mayfield, goes to Jacoby Brissett, falls that same way. Speak on Wednesdays. The Browns made a move in media availability. They bumped the time all over the place. If you're a regular listener to the show, you knew that. Why? Because we did Jeff Thomas at 11:20, didn't do it at 11, okay?
Browns players on Wednesday usually speak from 11:15 to about noon.
So we all kind of thought, okay, here comes the biggie. Let's get it done. We all put two and two together on that one, and apparently the Browns didn't see it the same way. Decided to go a different direction. And Kevin Stefanski was asked about it, and he gave the answer that I would have given, which is frankly, hey, man, that's not my call. I'm not here to tell you who talks and when they talk. I'm just here to answer your questions and get us the best game plan to get my team a win.
Here's the other thing.
So I don't mind that answer.
If it were a really big deal, he wouldn't have said that. In his mind, if it was a really big deal,
right,
he wouldn't have said, hey, it's not my department. Ask him.
Right. Yeah, I don't really even care about any of that stuff. I don't care about you or me. I don't care about the press conference. I don't care. Well, I do care about this is what I care about. You've got the face of the franchise out there, your head coach, like not. It sounds like
not readily addressing the issue at hand.
Yeah, you're again. Forget about everything. They're switching quarterbacks in the middle of the season.
To the guy that you gave up three number ones for and are paying $230 million and made the rest of the NFL mad by giving him that money.
Yeah, you made the commitment to this guy, okay? Mm-hmm. You might as well lean into it. That's what I'm saying.
I'm with you.
So let's not run from stuff. Let's not hide from stuff on this. Let's just get it out there. And Kevin, like, you come off as a robot if you're not excited about having a talented athlete added to your roster. We sat here for months. Everyone said, well, this guy's a backup quarterback. Well, guess what? You don't have a backup quarterback
anymore.
Here's
the other thing. If you readily address that, and again, I know we're all tired of talking about this. You're tired of hearing it. But if you address the issue, you diffuse any, what, Andy, question, any buzz? I mean, Kevin waited until somebody asked him about bringing in Pro Bowl caliber quarterback that you gave $230 million to and gave up three number ones for, instead of, as you suggest, and rightfully so, hey, Deshaun's in there this week. We're anxious to get it going, blah, blah, blah. It just would have diffused some things.
It puts the period on the end of the sentence and forces everybody to move to the next page and start a new chapter.
Yep.
That's what it does. You're just getting it done.
Then you ask.
Just getting it done.
All right, people ask a question or two and you move on to other things.
Pull the Band-Aid off. Let's go.
Marty's in Mentor. Hi, Marty.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to just chime in real quick on this. I think it is absolutely ridiculous that the Browns are just passing the buck down the line. It just goes to show no accountability. They just want to sweep this whole thing under the rug and just say, yeah, everything's good. Our franchise quarterback's here, and we're not going to have him answer any questions about what he learned during his 11 weeks off and being accountable. You know, I think that's what the fan base wants, is this guy to be able to repair his image and we can all move on once he begins to show that. But instead, the last time he got in front of a microphone, he stood on his innocence and looked like an absolute buffoon after a good interview with Aditi Kingawala, you know, before one of the preseason games. You know, if had he not opened his mouth, this would probably be a lot easier for him just to say, hey, I'm just answering football related questions. There's still ongoing investigations going on with the courts. You know, and leave it at that. But for them just to hide him behind the curtain today and wait until he plays on Sunday after the game is a complete joke.
Marty, thank you. Now you've just pushed it down the road another day or to Friday, and it's like, okay, well, is he going to speak today? Instead of just saying, getting it out there, having him answer some questions and say, hey, here's our quarterback. Let's go. This is what we traded for. We're ready to go play football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.